short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights paneling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Are there sketches?
Hello and welcome to Powwow. That's P-O-W-W-O-W on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green, that guy. And joining me this evening on the show that is what I just said it was, it is Nathan Jarrett coming through the studio door right now. And also Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
And then next to him, the fourth member of the group, all the way back from Sydney, the man I dubbed a rubber stamp for toilet humour, Mr. Matty B.
Mr. David M. Green!
Oh, great. He's back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me. Is there anything else I can do for you, any of you, before we go any further?
No. Glass of water.
All right, then. I'll get it later. Let's begin. Coming up on tonight's show, we will be talking about sex, movies, and Kim Jong-il, who is a man who enjoys both. Also, I've read, according to state media, Smitty gets run over in what will be his last ever driving tip. We will find out about Nick Godfrey's latest money-making scheme. Oh, wait, no, that's that counterfeiting thing. We will not be talking about Nick Godfrey's financial records on the show tonight. However, there will be some promos and IDs, of course, and some obscure 80s new wave music in the style of David M. Green from the likes of the late Robert Palmer, Huey Lewis in the News, and two other groups, including this one right now. Plus, maybe something else tonight on what could possibly be this station's highest rating show, second only to the Albanian program, Powwow, on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green. You might recognize my voice from the program that's on right now. Oh yes, and you're listening to Powwow. Sorry, I just really like the sound of my own voice.
Powwow!
Okay, I'm back. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we had New Order with Subculture, the original album version, for those of you who care. Hey, Nick Godfrey is here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks, David.
How's it going?
You could get me, a tall glass of milk.
Oh, okay.
You asked before, can you get me anything? And I didn't have a chance to respond.
Okay, well, I'll have to get it to you after the show, because I'm doing the show right now.
I will smash it over your head.
Didn't you do that before? That's what that sound effect was.
Now, that was a sound effect.
Oh, of course.
Now, this time, you can record it for real. And then you have an actual sound effect for the Foley.
So you've done radio before.
This is behind the magic, David.
Also joining us, it's
Nathan Sherrard.
Have a round of applause, Nathan.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's it going?
Very good.
That's also very good. Bringing up the rear, it is Matty B. Of course, they do love you.
I'm present, and the crowd stopped cheering all of a sudden.
You're back in Adelaide.
I am.
You've been in Sydney for like 8 months.
Can you believe it?
I can.
Know I can't.
I can because, you know, I know that you were there.
Okay, well, that's fair enough then. Facts back up everything, I suppose.
Tell the audience about your new beard, Matt.
They can't see it at home. Because they can all see. Well, I'm going for the handlebar. For all those that know me, I am not one to have much facial hair. So
who have been your influences in this beard growing venture?
Tom Selleck.
Okay.
I've been going with the Tom Selleck.
Does he still have a moustache?
I don't know. I saw an episode of Friends where he shaved it off.
Yeah. I know he definitely was wearing one in Quigley Down Under. But that was like 20 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Same beard, probably different hair, or at least skin cells, you know, all that sort of thing. They regenerate, so I've heard.
I was living in Tasmania for a little while, and I saw some people over there that had some pretty nice beards, so that was some influence as well, I suppose.
And you thought, yeah, that's the beard for me.
I thought, I want a Tasmanian beard. That's all I thought when I was in Tasmania.
Good radio.
All beard radio here on Power. Well, what's the most noteworthy thing that's happened to each of you in the last week? Apart from, all right, yours is the beard, Matty B. Nathan?
I got an enema.
Okay, right. You also have a smaller beard.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
not as impressive as Matt's, I have to say. That's and I don't have the moustache to go with it. It's kind of like the Robin Hood look, and I like that.
Mm.
I'll try really to ruffle good. It for the mic.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Oh, I can almost hear it. Yeah.
No.
Right, Nick, I'll get you that glass of milk in a minute.
Are you going to ask me what the most noteworthy
All right, what was the most noteworthy thing you've done in the last week?
Astral traveling.
Astral traveling?
Mm.
What is that, some sort of like fake grass?
No.
That's AstroTurf.
I have seen with a third eye, David.
Right.
But more about that later.
All right. Do any of you listen to the show that's on before Power Hour? I believe it's called The Next Gig Thing with host David Joblin.
Oh, you'd better believe it.
Did you hear it last week?
Oh, I sure did.
All right, well, you would have heard this thing that I'm about to play.
I did. You don't even need to play it.
The listener at home might not know what you're talking about. I asked because he actually mentioned me, as you would know, on his show, which is very nice. I always like it when I hear people talking about me behind my back. I'm flattered. But I do have a slight bone to pick, a qualm, if you will. David Joblin said some stuff that isn't quite totally accurate. I'll play the clip and let you all, and Nick, you already know what it is, but I'll let you listening at home hear what I'm talking about. This is from the Next Gig Thing last week.
Live at Carnegie Hall. I'm going to play a track, and during the track, if you give us a call on 830... Oh, goodness gracious me. It's always funny, doing the Next Gig Thing, just before doing the Next Gig Thing, I always see all sorts of unusual and strange things coming into the station because Pow Wow is on directly after me, and David Green, who does it, is a fairly peculiar sort of comedian. And tonight I'm looking out there and he's shaving his legs. Last week I think he was giving himself a Brazilian, but this week it's his legs that he's shaving, which is quite extraordinary. Maybe it's some new sound effect that he's going for. I don't know. Anyway, during the actual track that I play right now, if you give us a call on 83035.
Ah, yes. So if I could just correct Mr. Jobling there, my name is David M. Green, not David Green. Everything else was spot on. Good job. Anyway, how about this writer's strike in America? How about it?
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only bone you've got to pick?
Yeah, that's it. Everything else is accurate.
So okay, sure.
Everything is explained.
How about that writer's strike?
How about that writer's strike? Lots of writers growing beards, yeah, as it were.
Yeah, I saw a picture of David Duchovny today online. In fact, the subtitle for the picture of the writer's strike said that this is the only picture of the writer's strike we've gotten in the last 3 months. And it's just kind of half-framing David Duchovny with some kind of hobo beard, so there you go.
Has this affected any shows that you like to watch, the writer's strike, because they're not writing the episodes, so they're not showing the episodes?
Well, it's affecting everyone in that all the networks, all the free-to-air networks here have gone, what are we going to do? Oh, I know, we'll redo shows that we haven't done in 10 years.
Glenn Robbins back on the air. I believe Good News Week is coming back on the air.
Gladiators.
Oh, God.
They're all back. Neighbours still going.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone writes for that, so I think that'll be okay. What about you, Nick? You don't really watch much TV.
I do not even own one.
Okay.
I'm a big radio man.
Right.
I think that is where the future of entertainment lies.
It's a living, breathing medium.
It makes you use your imagination, and that's good for the kids.
Has the writer's strike affected radio? Well, this show's still on the air, so I guess
don't know.
Not.
I live in Australia. Let's talk about local matters, David. This is community radio.
Right. All right. Well, one of the consequences of the writer's strike is that...
Still on the writer's strike.
I know, but in America, they do make films, and they are shown here in Australia. You see, the life cycle of a film is like 6 months or something like that. So the ones that they're writing now with no writers are going to be really bad, and they're going to come out later this year, you see.
That's good radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe we have obtained some movie previews that are coming out here. they're not very good because obviously they don't have writers, but I don't know. Maybe it's your thing. Here's one. It was written kind of just at the start of the writer's strike, so most of it was written, so it's probably not that bad. But have a listen. This is coming out later this year.
Little Timmy McGovern never had a father. He lived his whole life, never knowing the joy of playing catch.
Hey, yeah!
going fishing, of drinking a beer with his old man. That is, until now. This summer, Timmy McGovern's third grade class is going on a field trip to an abandoned military research facility, and little Timmy's about to discover a mysterious time portal. And due to a series of unlikely yet hilarious events, Timmy finds himself making a new friend from the days of yesteryear.
My God, what's going on?
It's Neanderthal Dad. Neanderthal Dad's turning out to be the nurturing father figure Timmy's been searching for his whole life. But Neanderthal Dad finding adjusting to the go-go world of 21st century parenting is harder than it looks.
Dad, why haven't you made breakfast yet? I'm late for school.
But Neanderthal Dad isn't just a whiz in the kitchen, although he does do that a few times. Neanderthal Dad turns out to be the man around the house in more ways than one. Neanderthal Dad cooks. Neanderthal Dad cleans.
No, Neanderthal Dad, you can't vacuum the front lawn.
Ah, what have you done to my flowers?
Neanderthal Dad even helps out the McGovern's family business by filing complex tax return forms.
Oh, Neanderthal Dad.
And ladies, Neanderthal Dad's greatest talent is performing his fatherly duties in the bedroom.
Oh, Neanderthal Dad.
Neanderthal Dad is the most hilarious and touching motion picture since 1997's My Robotic Mom. It's the heartwarming story of little Timmy McGovern's emotional journey from being a bastard to having a 75,000-year-old stepfather and a more positive outlook on life. Starring Rupert Grint as Timmy McGovern, Barbara Walters as his mother, and Pauly Shore as Neanderthal Dad. Neanderthal Dad! Because sometimes, having a father who's a caveman sure does come in handy. Neanderthal Dad! Rated PG-13.
So yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not bad. Not that bad. I'm sure there's a... What's a movie that was worse that I saw recently? What is it, Mamma Mia, that's coming out? That's going to be bad. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was wonderful, to be honest.
Really?
I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't pay to see it, but if it was on TV.
I would pay millions to see that.
I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
I would pay so much. I would give up my life just to watch it.
Okay.
You know, there's another one coming out later on the year, different film.
You don't say. There's more than one movie coming out?
Yeah, yeah. Just not that one, but another one.
Well, okay. The writer's strike's not that effective, is it?
No.
Would you like to describe the plot? Or
No.
All right. Well, how the hell are we going to know what you're talking about then?
Well, maybe we should play a trailer for it.
Do you have one?
Yes, I have one right here.
Well, how freaking convenient is that?
I know.
Let's have a listen.
Janine Beaumont was a regular suburban soccer mom, wealthy husband, two children enrolled in a private school, four-wheel drive with heated leather upholstery. But something was missing in Janine's life, and it took 450 watts of amplification for her to find out.
No, lady, don't touch that amplifier!
This summer, Janine Beaumont is Rock and Roll Mom! And the kids are loving it.
Today, for show and tell, I brought along my mom.
Your mom sucks.
I love rock and roll.
Rock and roll mom rules.
Hey, Eric. I used to think you were a total dweeb, but now I know you're related to rock and roll mom. I think you're a rad dude. Let's go and smoke cigarettes in the toilets.
All right.
But Rock and Roll Mom's about to find out that rock and roll isn't for everybody.
I hear that there's too much rock and roll and not enough learning at this school. So unless you can raise $200 bajillion by next Thursday, your school will be shut down and replaced with a jazz conservatorium.
Oh no! How are we going to get the money? We're just kids.
We could put on a concert to raise the money.
But we don't know any musicians.
Unless...
Rock and Roll Mom!
Rock and Roll Mom. But little Susie's about to learn it's not easy always being rock and roll mom all the time.
Mom, you're rock and roll mom all the time now. I miss the time when you were just regular mom.
Rock and roll mom, she just loves to rock and roll. Rock and roll mom, rock and roll mom.
Rated PG-13. I believe there's only two actors in that film as well.
Yeah. They did a good job. Yeah. I'm going to see that.
Great.
I'll give up everything in my life to see
that. The actors are going on strike as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of actors, Nathan, get this.
What?
I'm going to cut your head off. That's how much you're going to want to see this one.
Wow.
I actually wrote a script myself.
Yeah?
And posted it to them in an envelope.
Well, why not? You could do better than no writers.
Well, apparently, because they made it. I just saw the trailer the other day and I brought it in.
No way.
I didn't. This is how bad the writer's strike is. I didn't even see a cent from it, but they're making my movie. Apparently, they've, you know, used my likeness in it. I'm going to be famous, Nathan.
Wow.
Famous.
I got to hear this.
Have a listen to this.
Nick Godfrey was down and out. No shirt, no car, no career. But all that was about to change. Nick Godfrey thought he was going on a regular safari in Africa. But things were about to take an unexpected turn for the worse.
But we've had to take some unorthodox measures. In order to keep him alive, we've had to transplant his head with the head of the crocodile that attacked him.
Oh, no!
This time, Nick Godfrey's bitten off more than he can chew when he comes home with the body of a 21-year-old man and the head of a crocodile.
Nick, it's good to see you.
And you won't believe what happens when Nick goes back to school.
Godfrey, I want this essay on my desk in 10 minutes.
Uh-oh, looks like he's on his way to the office.
Godfrey, I want this report on my desk in 10 minutes.
What's he gonna do next? Oh, he's going to see the award-winning Australian pop duo, the Veronicas. This summer, Nick Godfrey has turned into a crocodile, starring Nick Godfrey, Anna Faris, and Eugene Levy. Nick Godfrey's turned into a crocodile, an amphibious comedy with 66 teeth.
Rated PG-13.
Appalling. Coming up in a minute, we're going to be talking about the hit new, the hit old current radio show.
Adam.
The one. But right now, here is a song from the late Robert Palmer, Sweet Lies. This is Power Hour on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM.
Hello there, listeners. I'm Adam. I'll be the host of this summer's most anticipated radio show, Adam. We'll be playing smooth, wholesome jazz and waxing lyrical about the old days. I can't wait for you to join me here on Adam. You're listening to Radio Adelaide on Radio. Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Absolutely sensational.
Yes, you can catch Adam's fantastic radio show of the same name here on Radio Adelaide each and every evening. That time again, PM. Hi, I'm David M. Green. With me in the studio, it is Nathan Sherrod.
Hello.
It is Matty B.
Yo!
And it is Nick Godfrey.
Head of a crocodile.
You're like an Egyptian god now. Hey, this is Power on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Can't remember if I've said that, so I'll say it again. I had a, of course, speaking about Adam now, I was recently on his show, and I had a slight altercation with him. Were you aware of this?
I heard this.
Of course, you listen to the show. It's a fantastic show.
Yes, you heard the time slot. Your particular contribution, I found appalling.
Really? Yeah, well, I think Adam was also to blame. It's a great show. The listener doesn't know what I'm talking about. Are you familiar with Adam, the show?
There have been rumours. I was in Melbourne and walking down the street, and I heard these people come past me going, "Have you heard Adam?" And I went, "What's this Adam?" And then, of course, you know, as the big powwow fan I am, hearing a lot of plugs for it. So tell
me,
are there
sketches?
Yeah, are there sketches?
No, actually, Maddie.
Are there sketches?
I just said no. Sorry, Nick.
When I was in Melbourne the other week, there's actually a big billboard of Adam with his shirt open, kind of reclining, and it just says Adam is coming on it. And I,
wow. Is that right?
I didn't know what it meant.
All right, well, a bit of an altercation here with Adam on his show. Adam, when I was a guest, here's the clip for you at home. Listening, obviously.
And you're back here on Adam on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM with me, Adam. It's another hot summer night out there tonight. Here's hoping you're enjoying the company of a loved one, sipping on a few fruity, crisp yet fruity Chardonnays out there in Radioland. Coming up for the second half of the show, we're getting a little steamy ourselves here in Studio 2 on North Terrace as I sit down with a bevy of Radio Adelaide's most popular announcers to discuss what gets them all hot and bothered. First up, it's beloved Drive Time Talkback host, the Radio Adelaide Dog.
Oh, that's right, it's me, the old Radio Adelaide Dog, yakking it up here on the old radio box with my best buddy Adam.
Thanks, boy, much appreciated. Now, also joining me from Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program, one of the 37-odd popular hosts, and Bruce. Yes, that's right. Albanian truly is the language of love. And rounding out the panel on the program here tonight, host of the moderately successful Wednesday night comedy program, Bow Wow, it's David M. Green.
Hi, Adam. Actually, the show's called Pow Wow.
Thanks, David. Now, speaking of Bow Wow, Radio Adelaide Dog, what is it that gets you a little hot under that flea collar of yours?
Ooh, that's a nice segue there, son. But I have to confess, I've got a bit of a fetish that gets my tail wagging. When I'm not on the old radio box, I'm a bit of a naughty boy. Whack me with a Roundup newspaper. I gotta confess, I like me girlies on 2 feet rather than all fours.
Really? But you're a dog. Well, surely that's the style you'd prefer.
Oh, I know it's a bit kinky, but it's making me 8 nipples tingle just at the thought.
Excuse me, Adam, but I'm still not exactly sure why I should be here for this segment.
Now just cool your jets there, Davey. We'll get to you in just a minute. Don't prematurely blow your wad. Now...
My name's David.
Now, and... Bruce... What dirty little secret would you like to share with us here tonight? Don't be shy now, you're amongst friends.
Wow.
That's pretty rough, actually. Even in the language of Eastern Bloc love, that one was a bit of a stretch. Now, Davey...
Once again, it's David.
Yeah, sure.
And you were warned.
Sure it is, Davey. Now, what little kink are you looking to share with us here on the program this evening? Maybe a little four legs, two legs?
I'm not looking to share anything. I only came on the show because the station management told me I had to. It was part of the thing I signed when they gave me power. Actually, come to think of it, I have no idea why they're letting this go to air when my show was barely approved, as I just said.
Now, David, just mellow out there for a second. After all, this is
Adam,
Radio Adelaide's home of sweet, sweet love. You might just want to chillax and take a chill pill.
I don't have to put up with this. I interviewed Pete Smith, for crying out loud. I'm out of here, man.
Oh, he's walking around the old studio on two legs. Come here, you little tease. You know you want it.
Frank, what are you doing? Why does this always happen to me? That's actually kind of nice. Get off me, you stupid dog. Oh, disgusting it.
Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaça Mili, shokun e tij Nest Gürgen.
What? How dare you say that about my mother? She doesn't even like Gürgens.
Gürgen? Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaça Mili, shokun e tij Nest Gürgen.
Well, I think it's time we have some more wholesome jazz here on the program. Coming up next, I'll be reminiscing about the times when a shilling could buy you a three-bedroom house with a tennis court and a swimming pool. You're listening to Radio Adelaide on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Adam.
Just wait. So, yeah, so Adam and I, we've had a bit of a falling out because of this, and because of this falling out, we are no longer going to promote his hit radio show,
Adam,
on this show, Powwow, no matter how amazing it is. It is a great show, I do recognise that, but because of this incident, from now on, I would like to make our shows separate.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's right. I'm quite sure.
I don't think you should.
Oh, no, I can't mention. After what that Radio Adelaide dog to me, who I'm sad to say, I think he's been put down now, but we won't be hearing from him anymore. But yeah, I just can't.
Just because of that?
Yeah, because of that. And also, Adam, he was rude to me. He's rude to me.
No, you put the Radio Adelaide dog down just because of that one altercation.
Well, that was, you should have heard what was happening when the mics were off. He was all over me.
Chuck him in the fire. No.
Time for a song now on Powwow. Here is Naked Eyes with a very hard act to follow. And this one goes out to Adam, because he is a very hard act to follow. Not the guy, the show, obviously, because, you know, that guy. I hate that guy. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM.
I'm Alan Bro, and you're listening to
Powwow
on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Good evening! Are you a backseat driver? Perhaps you prefer the front seat. Personally, I prefer to sit on the dashboard, but that's irrelevant because I'm only 4 feet tall. Plus, I have a chauffeur. Yes, that's right. It's now time for Smitty's driving tips. With Smitty.
Have you ever watched as a shiny new Rolls-Royce being driven by a millionaire drives past, while you yourself are stuck in traffic behind the wheel of your 1976 Ford Pinto, the model they recalled because of the fire-sensitive petrol tank? Well, statistics have shown that people who own Rolls-Royces have lots of money, and many of them have obtained the money in a less than honest way. Therefore, next time you see a Rolls-Royce, why not stop your car, hop out, and throw yourself onto their windscreen as they drive past at 60 kilometres an hour? They'll be so worried about the police looking into their financial records that they'll send a dump truck full of money to your house. Like so.
Oh my God! There's blood everywhere!
Ah, Smitty, lest we forget. Hello, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. Just earlier there we had Naked Eyes, a band from the 80s, with their song, also from the 80s, a very hard act to follow. With me is Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
How are you, Nick?
Oh, I'm okay.
Nathan Sherrod is also here.
Yes.
And also...
Matty B.
How are you doing?
I'm present.
That's good. Hey, how amazing is Kim Jong-il?
Oh, man. He is the man.
He's the last of the great dictators.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Nick Godfrey, you are a learned scholar, a man of the world, a learned man scholar.
Of the world.
What do you know about... He's not the president, he's something else. Because the president is still alive. What's his face?
He is the best guy ever.
Kim Il-sung? Is that his...
Yeah,
Kim
Jong-il's? He lives on in his slumber beneath the mountains.
That's all right. Well, what do you know about Kim Jong-il? Narrow down the segment.
Think.
Kim Jong-il, the current leader of North Korea.
And what a benevolent leader, may I say.
Why do you think he's amazing?
Ah, where to start, David? Where to start?
Probably at the beginning would be a good...
Okay. He's got private racetracks, he's got a huge fleet of private automobiles that he races around these
according
tracks.
According to state media that I've got here, he's particularly interested in Cadillacs, Toyotas, and Audis, and has a stockpile of 7,000 Mercedes vehicles.
What a guy. He has the world's largest private collection of films.
Yeah,
I can't confirm how many, but it's...
I think it's, according to this, 20,000 videotapes.
20,000 videotapes.
Videotapes. And he also has the largest collection of reels, film reels, in the world. Loves film.
Mm.
He's a buff.
Well, he actually kidnapped the leading South Korean film director in the, I think, the late 70s or early 1980s. Kidnapped him to North Korea and put him in a palace and put him up. And he lived like a king, but he had to direct propaganda films for the North Koreans.
Oh, my God!
Good dude, Kim Jong-il.
That is quite amazing. What about you guys? Have you heard anything about him? Guys, I've got some information here.
Please hit me. I mean, I'm a fan, but I'm learning every day about his... benevolence.
What about you, listener? Oh, obviously, you can't talk. Sorry, I forgot. All right. Well, according to state, this is how North Korean state media describes him, and also Wikipedia. Very convenient. His birth at Baekdu Mountain was foretold by a swallow and heralded by the appearance of a double rainbow over the mountain and a new star in the heavens. He is known by the North Korean people as Dear Leader or sometimes Intelligent Leader. He has a fear of flying, like his father, and prefers to travel around North Korea by private armored train. If the tracks don't go there, he makes them go there.
Like in GoldenEye.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pretty cool-looking train. It had wallpaper. Amazing. Get this. On the train, onboard meals have on occasion been transported to the train by helicopter at Kim Jong-il's request. And in the past, he's had live lobsters flown to the train from, some port where they're caught fresh, and he eats them with silver chopsticks because he believes they will detect poison.
I've heard that.
That's the only way to have them, really.
Indeed. He also has composed 6 operas and is a keen golfer, reportedly shooting 3 or 4 hole-in-ones per round. That is amazing. How amazing is that?
Well, after 18 holes, he must be really, buggered.
Oh, bad.
Mm.
But I believe that he has some other special amazing abilities, quirks, powers, if you will. They aren't that well known. Nathan, what else can Kim Jong-il do?
Oh, I've heard that he actually has the power to emulate the powers of other dictators.
Oh my God!
Who is the most powerful dictator, Nathan?
Oh, he is, because he has all the powers.
Yeah, but what are some good powers he could get with this?
The power to fly. But he can't use it because he's afraid of flying.
Which dictator can fly?
Prefers to fly around on his train.
I think maybe that's the first power he got because he obviously had a bad experience with it.
Now that is irony.
Indeed. Nick, what do you have any? Do you know any of his powers?
He's an avid 10-pin bowler. Avid, David.
Does he score 300 every single time?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh!
Unbelievable. Hey, get this. He can breathe underwater.
Oh, my God.
Breathe underwater. That's amazing. Matty B.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing here? Unless you're contributing
to
this.
I'm sorry. I've got one that's going to blow your minds.
Really?
Okay? He can take an ordinary sheet of paper and turn it with his bare hands into a train track.
Wow.
That's how we were talking about before, how he, you know, only goes by train.
I wonder how many times he can fold a piece of paper. I'm getting in excess of 300.
No.
Sorry.
Isn't the limit for an average man, like, average man or woman, like 8 or 9?
Isn't it 7? I thought it was 7.
He can fold it high enough that it reaches the moon. One piece of paper.
What, just an A4 standard?
It'll reach the moon.
That's incredible.
He's been to the moon. He has a palace on the moon.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
He created the moon and the sun, all of the planets except for Pluto, because that one sucks.
It's a dwarf planet. He didn't create it properly.
No.
And then he built train tracks to take it all the way up.
Did you know Kim Jong-il can also cause a woman to become pregnant just by looking at her?
Wow.
I believe Chuck Norris can do the same thing.
Wow. Kim Jong-il will, you know, kill Chuck Norris just by thinking about killing him. That's not even a skill. Hey. I've actually got a, on my pager here.
Oh, yes.
From Michael Princey of The Range.
Oh, I remember him.
Time.
Who remembers him?
I don't understand what this means or what the context is. Maybe we could get him on the phone and he could explain this comment.
But he just
sent me a message saying, sex with chickens. is that a power?
Oh, my God!
Are you sure that's to do with what we're talking about? Or?
Look, if Kim Jong-il says it's a power, it's a power. That's just how it works.
So maybe that's one of his powers. He has the power to say what a power is.
Do you think he like, wears suits?
I think he wears
Or does he wear, like, gowns or nothing?
Wow.
We need a song. It was Bow Wow. We'll be right back. As endorsed by Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program. You heard me. Welcome back. I am David M. Green. Huey Lewis in the News was the person and other people, the news, playing the song, which was Give Me the Keys and I Will Drive You Crazy, here on Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Tell us things, Matty B.
All right, I will, David M. Green. Do you like alternative, informative, diverse, fun, and local? Nathan Sherrod is all of this. And so is Radio Adelaide. But we need you to subscribe and survive. Subscribe now! 8303 5000. It's only $52 a year or 26 concessions. Thank you, David M. Green.
Thanks, Matty B. Hey, check out davidmgreen.com. Oh, by the way, Matty B's here. Nathan Sherrod is here.
Yep.
And Nick Godfrey is here. You at home. Hey, you have got to check out davidmgreen.com. All these computers from Italy and nearby European countries have been going there. If it's good enough for them, I don't know why you're not going there right now. davidmgreen.com.
Was that davidgreen.com?
No, that's a porn site. That is a porn site. You want to go to davidmgreen.com.
You know what they're going to go to now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to check it out at least once just to know, just to learn from your mistakes.
You know, you should add a little bit of porn to your website just to balance it out.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
Just a little of David M. Green porn.
Go there tomorrow.
Not now, I won't.
In addition to the podcast, interviews, sketches, videos, all your David M. Green related stuff, there will be some. I think Kim Jong-il will be contributing with his chickens. By the way, does he have any more powers, Nick?
I heard that he has the power to censor community radio broadcast.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Oh my God!
Shocking.
Hey, have you seen fruitcup.org? That's another website.
What a fine website.
Mm, very good. Fruitcup.org. You got to check that out, listener. Hey, do you also remember our good friend Brad Westmer? Do you remember that guy?
Bill Westmer.
That's
Brad Westerson.
You do remember him. All right. For the listener at home, Brad Westmer, he's from Independence, Missouri in America. He does an internet radio show called The Wild Wild Westmer Show. Go to www.kchost.net to find out more. He's a huge fan of us, particularly Matty B. And
what can I say?
I have a clip here. Would you like to reacquaint yourself with Bill Westmer?
Oh, please do.
All right, have a listen to this. This is him talking about you, Matty B.
I absolutely love this guy. He's kind of zany and crazy. You got the other guys are kind of more straight, and you got Matty B, who's gay. No, that's not right either. I don't know. I really wouldn't know. I didn't come out right. Straight, as in not straight sexually.
Hmm.
He got a little awkward there. I'm perfectly comfortable with his feelings for me. That's fine. That's fine.
By the way, I've heard, I don't know if this is, I don't know the exact news, but I got an email about 24 hours ago that said that Brad Westmar's wife will be having a child in 24 hours. So I suspect that's around about now. So I don't know if they've had the child or if it's gone smoothly.
I said about him and me.
Everything. Yes. He's straight. Obviously.
So am I.
Of course.
If he's straight, that's where I'm headed.
Matty B.
Sorry. I hit that by accident. I got another power. Kim Jong-il power. He has the ability to summon former Prime Minister Paul Keating.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
His power extends to this radio studio. I would like to thank each and every one of the guests tonight. But I'm not going to. All right, maybe I will. All right, thank you very much, Nathan Sharrod.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nick Godfrey.
I would like to thank Kim Jong-il.
I think he deserves a thanks. Mm. How about a round of applause? No,
yes.
No. All right, yeah, all right then.
I insist.
There we go. Have a round of applause.
It's a very polite round of applause for Kim Jong-il. Mm.
It's a golf clap. He scores.
It's exactly what he would want.
good. All right, well... Got a minute left. What are you guys doing next week?
I'll be listening to Pow Wow at 11 o'clock on Radio Adelaide.
This show will be
returning. FM. Mm,
very good. What about you, Nathan?
I'll be sleeping.
That's great. That's right. You're
Nathan Sherrard.
You?
I will be eating a whole pig and then not eating again for the next month.
All right,
then. A whole pig.
okay. Thank you all very much for joining me. Hey, let's just cut this. Let's end it right now. There it is. That's it. Once again, tune in next week for Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. to midnight. Up next on Radio Adelaide, it is Black Market Radio. Yes, it's still on the air. Can you believe it? They play punk music. But until next we meet, whether in the street or in the glorious new workers' utopia, where we shall eat bread and be productive, let me leave you now with this message that I am still really pissed off that Subway sandwich restaurants in Australia have stopped serving cranberry sauce. There, I said it. I'm David M. Green. Good night.
My life was leading to the day, watching the whole thing slip away. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise anyhow. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise anyhow.
Rated PG-13.